A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God in the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter number 37. We will pick some verses to read from verse 1 through to verse 10. Verse 1 says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones." Verse 2 says, "Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know." In verse number 4, he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Verse 5 says, "Thus says the Lord God to these bones." And then in verse 7, "So I prophesied as I was commanded." And then in verse number 10, he said, "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army." The supernatural manifested through the prophet Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. If you must operate in the supernatural, number one, like prophet Ezekiel, you must be a man in the spirit. Understand, dear listener, that the supernatural cannot be carried out in the flesh. No man living in the flesh can experience the supernatural power of the Almighty God. The supernatural things of God cannot be done in the energy of the flesh. And so Ezekiel said, "He brought me out in the spirit of the Lord." Every manifestation of God, every supernatural act of God is carried out by the Spirit of the living God. In the creation story, Genesis chapter number 1, the Spirit of God was instrumental in creation. The birth of the church at Pentecost was instrumental and dependent solely on the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God is essential, very necessary to operate in the supernatural, the Spirit of the living God. We must understand this. If I must operate in the supernatural, I must be a man who lives in the Spirit, a man who walks in the Spirit, not a man who is carnal, who fulfills the lusts of the flesh. Number two is complete trust in God. The prophet Ezekiel trusted in God completely. And if you're going to see supernatural manifestations of God in your life, you must trust completely in God. God took him to the valley of the dry bones, and Ezekiel trusted in God, and he followed God. He obeyed every instruction that God gave to him. Trust in the Lord. If you want to see the supernatural work of God in your life, you must trust completely in God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Daniel chapter number 3 and verse number 16, they painted and preached the gospel of trust. And they told the king Nebuchadnezzar, "We are not careful to answer you. Our God, the God we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But if he chooses not to deliver us, we will not bow down to your graven image." What a lesson or message in trust. We trust God completely, dear listener. To see the supernatural work of God in your life, you must trust God completely. Trust in the ability of God not to mismanage your life and your destiny. And even when things are not looking good, be convinced that God will never mismanage your life. Be sure that God has the best in mind for you. Trust in the sovereignty of the Almighty God. Point number three, you must have faith in the Word of God and His instructions. Faith in God's word and God's instruction. Despite the fact that the bones were very dry, God spoke to Ezekiel. Ezekiel said, "The word of the Lord came to me. The Lord said to me," in verse 3, "and he said to me." In verse 4, he said, "Again, he said to me." And then in verse 7, he said, "So I prophesied as I was commanded." Your attitude and response to the word of God and instructions of the Almighty will determine whether you will operate in the supernatural, whether you will record supernatural results and testimonies in your life. What is your attitude like to the Word of God? Do you have faith in God's Word and divine instructions? Do you speak based on God's Word? Ezekiel spoke based on the Word of God. He said the things that God said. He said those things that God has said to him. What are you saying? Do you say the things that God has said in his word, or do you speak your fear? Many people speak after their fears. They speak after the sight of their eyes. And that is the reason why the supernatural is not manifesting in their lives and in their destinies. You must not speak after the sight of your eyes. You must speak by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just that shall live by faith must speak by faith. Ezekiel spoke by faith. He said those things that God had said. His attitude to the word of God was positive. His attitude, his disposition, and his response to the word of God was an excellent response. He responded according to the word of God. Note also, a man who has faith in God's word will not only speak God's word, he will take steps according to the word of God. Ezekiel took steps according to the word of God. He demonstrated faith in God's word by speaking the word and by taking steps according to the word. You are also going to be demonstrating faith when you speak those things that God's word has said concerning you. And when you take steps according to the word of God, that is when you are demonstrating faith in God. Don't speak your fears. Don't speak as things are. Speak as you desire to see. That is the demonstration of faith in God, a demonstration of faith in the word of God. Your faith in God, your complete trust in God. Our necessities are very important to see the supernatural work in your life. Understand that God is up to something anytime he asks a question to which he has an answer. When God asked the prophet Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" Ezekiel said, "Oh Lord God, you know, only you knows." What Ezekiel was saying here is, there is no hope apart from God. Dear listener, you must understand that in life and destiny, there is no hope anywhere apart from God. And that was the meaning of the answer of Ezekiel, "Oh Lord God, you know, whether these dry bones can live or not, you are the only one that knows. You know, you understand, there is no hope anywhere apart from God. There is no hope for these dry bones apart from God." Understand, in the present situation of your life, there is no hope apart from God. And so your confidence, your trust, your hope must be placed completely, absolutely, and totally in God. And the event thereafter, he prophesied and the bones lived again. The Bible says in verse 10, it was an exceeding great army. Breath came on them and they became an exceeding great army. This means that there is no hopeless situation in life. Remember in verse 2 of that book, Ezekiel 37, the Bible says, "Then it caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry." They looked hopeless. Their situation was hopeless. Out of this seemingly hopeless situation and dry bones, God brought out an exceeding great army, an army who stood upon their feet and were not dependent on any. Indeed, an exceeding great army. In that seemingly hopeless situation of your life, of your family, God is more than able to do exceeding great things through you. He's able to bring greatness out of that seemingly hopeless situation. So you must understand that there is no hopeless situation anywhere. Therefore, you must not grow hopeless about your situation. If God could cause life and breath to come into the dry bones on the valley of these dry bones, and they live and became an exceeding great army, then your situation is not hopeless. And never forget, nothing shall be impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. And I make bold to tell you this morning that your case is not hopeless, that your situation is not hopeless. But of course, you must understand, don't forget, that there is no hope apart from God. Put your hope completely on God, and you will see God work things out for you. Speak like God would have you speak, and expect God to make great things happen in your life. Have faith in God. trust him completely. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, I believe in you. My hope is in you. I trust in you completely. Turn around this hopeless situation for me in the name of Jesus. Father, I hope in you. I believe in you. I trust completely in you. Turn around this seemingly hopeless situation of mine in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to begin to speak to everything that is dry in your life. Begin to speak revival. Let there be revival. Let life enter into everything that is dead in my life, in my business, in my situation, my health. Everything dead. Receive the life of God. Receive the breath of God. Come back to life now. Begin to live in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, help me to stand firm on my feet. Let me be dependent on none but you, the living God. And let there be greatness. Bring greatness out of my littleness. Bring greatness out of my smallness. Bring greatness out of my seemingly hopeless situation in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray, bring greatness out of my littleness. Bring greatness out of my seemingly hopeless situation. I trust in you. Help me to stand firm on my feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray that out of you shall come forth an exceeding great greatness by the Spirit of the living God. I decree a turnaround to that seemingly hopeless situation of yours. And I decree right now a total transformation, a total turnaround of every unpleasant situation in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man with your prayers and donations. And of course, by forwarding this message and sharing this link with your contacts. The Lord bless you as you do. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. The Lord bless as you follow. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.